I prefer to be closer to you because I believe that you and me, we are on the same way. We are trying to follow Jesus Christ to be his disciples. And we, all of us, we come to this house of prayer to pray, to get the strength, to give homage to our Lord and to our Mother, especially in this celebration of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Today, we celebrate the Assumption of our Mother, the Virgin Mary. Maybe when we proclaim, when we sang the responsorial psalm, the Queen stands at your right hand, arrayed in gold. Maybe it's easier for us to imagine that Mary, the Mother of God, is a queen and she is so high. But it's important for us to remember that Mary first was a servant, a person who accepted in her life to become the Mother of God, the Mother of our Savior. She is not God, but she gave us the Savior. Mary was a person who likes to serve. She traveled to the mountain of Judah, and she went to help her cousin, Elizabeth. She is a missionary woman. She invites us also to share good news with other people. Mary is the one who likes to walk. She went to be happy with her cousin. Remember that Elizabeth couldn't have children. She was somehow old. And today, I want to pray also for many couples, many women around the world that they can bear children. But nothing is impossible for God. In my priesthood, I have been in Africa for many years, and the last years I saw many miracles. I like to pray for those couples. And when doctors and medicine says it's not possible, God chose us other ways. So it's good to give thanks to God for the gift of our lives, for your life, for my life. When Mary went to greet Elizabeth, those children were dancing. They were very happy. They were leaping and they were full of joy. How nice that these women of faith defend life. How nice that our mothers were tabernacles, sanctuaries of life, and we live because God is great, but also because our mothers respected our lives even when we were in their rooms. So today we pray also for the unborn, that life must be respected in all moments of our lives. We give thanks because these two women celebrated the greatness, the goodness of God. Mary was maybe doing the common things that all women and people do. She was cooking, she was taking care of the garden. Probably they had Elizabeth and Zachariah, they have some small animals, some pigs, or I don't know, some chicken, and Mary was taking care of the animals. What is the invitation for us in this celebration? To make things, ordinary things, in an extraordinary way. In that way, little by little, we are assumed, we are going up to heaven. I think it's not difficult, it's not impossible. All of us, one day we will die. But please don't push and don't pull. We are going to die, it's a reality. But Jesus, as we heard in the second reading, she died, but she's risen. And he also helped us to walk in this process to meet God one day. Maybe many of you, many of us, experience death in our families. Probably many of you saw that your mother or your father just passed away. And it's sad. Before yesterday morning, I was very lucky to celebrate the Mass. I think you were there. Tom was there and others were there. I was celebrating the Mass in the morning. Imagine, 15 men and a woman, and she was blessed among men. Eh? Yes, it was true. But Mary is blessed among women because she is a good example for us. And one of those who were there, Peter, was very sad because his wife just passed away recently. It's not easy when we experience death, when we mourn. It's not easy. It's painful. And before pain, suffering, and death, there are three bulbs. First, faith. Second, friends. And third, time. Faith. We walk with hope that Mary, the Mother of God, that Jesus show us the glory of God, that one day we will live in the presence of God, that Jesus, Mary, are in heaven waiting for us, that they prepare a place for us. We dream, we believe, and for that reason, it's important to give thanks to God for the gift of our faith. I want to congratulate all of you who came this evening to celebrate our faith. We don't come here to lose our time, not. We know the importance of Mary in our faith. Even this beautiful parish is dedicated to Mary, the Hall of Christians. Nice, the importance of Mary in our faith. She does not make miracles, but she helps us to see miracles. She is the one who invited us, listen to him. Do whatever he says. So it's important for us that faith give us strength, give us a focus on life, to know that our life is worthy, that we go in this world with a great hope. Second, friends. It's not good to be alone. When somebody passes away, we are sure that many relatives, families, they come to give us a hug. Even when I came in, you said, you are a good hugger, eh? You say, she wanted to hug me, even it was the first time to meet me. Eh? But it's good to receive a hug, to know that somebody is close to you in that moment of suffering when you lose somebody in the family is very important. In Africa, people say, I am because we are. I invite you, this beautiful city of Aiken, try to go to visit other people. Try to have friends. It's sad that in many places, people are isolated, individualism, depression, anxieties, because people say, don't bother me. This is my life. In Africa, nobody is alone. Family is very well accepted, respected. And we receive also the good example of Mary, who just went out to help, to share, to celebrate life, and to defend life. It's important to have good friends. And third, time. Time is a great healer. So my sisters and brothers, in this celebration of the Assumption, first, let us give thanks to God for the gift of our lives, for the gift of our mothers or our parents who defend our lives with tenderness and care. Today we are because they were. It's good to give thanks also for the gift of our faith. And let us ask the Lord to help us to do ordinary things like those that Mary performed in her life in a very extraordinary way. Many of you are lawyers, doctors, some of you are retired. I can see also some young people here. Try to do your best, as Jesus invited us to be the light of the world. That is the way that Mary invited us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Let us proclaim to